Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Can it talk for this shit mean a lot to me? You know this shit don't feel as good as it looks. I'ma keep it real with you. I'm straight though. The street shit made me what I am today,
niggas. Know I went so hard for this shit. I deserve this shit, niggas.
Ah. What you coming, nigga? This ain't my story about rags to riches. More about how I mastered physics. In a game, I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over half a million. Kameezy, no good. Don't be surprised I'll last these niggas. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash and admit it. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living. And I would've whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing, I still be casual spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual and some. And this Eastside shit still in me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk the tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much shit to me, I could never live civilly. I could never leave a scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy, cause some shit gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda. I say validity. They asking what work that niggas put in. I'm like, but didn't we? Problems, then I correct. Through the obstacles, I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed. It's about time that I got my respect. The Butcher, nigga. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect. It's the Butcher, nigga. Yeah. Cold fucking world. Reserve the shit. You know what I mean? You know what it is, nigga. When I show up, I'm on 10, nigga. Not 9. On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck, power outage, sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying. But the guns in the drug bar, the jar of lion. Got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stretching the truth, no I never stress in the booth. They feel the pressure, me I feel like I just left them a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is poop. I put your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heat a blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weaklings, last in my sneakers. Nigga want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature. I'm higher than niggas and don't need a bag full of reefer. Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether. Collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher. Just to count a nigga cash, you might need a calculus teacher. Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really no MC equal. Feel me, Copen be lethal. Crip like an old MTV show. On God, the best rapper alive. Headshot, now go and ask the best rappers that died. They tell you he never lied, nigga.
Yeah. Tenor talk.
I'm saying, kid, it's only right to represent where I'm from. East Coast, bottom line, but I represent wherever I go. I be on the West Coast, we be getting high. Come with on. The fellas to keep on the line. With me new, sick and tired. Come on. Every day, you know how we do. I'm high with the crew. Come on. We be having mad fun. Fun. Niggas know me from day one.
Thank you.
with this drug called a track. Put me in, gave me the sign to react on whoever comes in my path. To cut that ass a hat, make her feel the rap. Yeah, yeah, all day. Any volunteers down to lose their career. We fears no fear. Legal drugs up coming through, that's the deal. Beyond 9-5, LB fam, keep it real. It's hard to sleep, walking on the fucking street. Go 9-1 beat, and even my wife cheat. So I got to tally up and get it on. Get it on, where she's going, where she's going, shit is on, shit is on. I must represent for my fam. Real niggas get rich, bitch niggas cram. To the day that I got LB. From the year 9-5 to 2G. One for the money, two for the lie. Three for my people in the trouble getting by. Four, two sing nights that we can die. Music makes me high. One for the money, two for the lie. Three for my people in the trouble getting by. For my fam. All my niggas doing biz, all of my shorties on their own raising kids. To all of my people who can't see that we made it. Niggas know the deal, under real, this is greatest. Put it to the left, who's the first one to get it? Leave your mind in the state of shock when I hit it. Run up on niggas who be fighting and shit. Hey yo, that's word of mine, get that job for my family. Nobody wants sin and nobody wants style. Smoking trees, hitting G's, that's what we's all about. Try to put it on them for the year 9 pounds. I represent my town, show them how I get down. L-O-S-T to the B-O-I-V. South Ozone group, old family. I'ma stay free to the day that I die. Going pretty loose, big, nice and freaky tie. Hey, yo. One for the money, two for the lie. Three for my people's in the struggle getting by. Four, two sing nice and freaky tie. Music makes me high. One for the money, two for the lie. Three for my people's in the struggle getting by. For my fam. For the money, two for the lie, three for my people in this trouble getting by. Four, you sing like the freaking die. Music makes me high. One for the money, two for the lie, three for my people in this trouble getting by. For my fam, you sing like the freaking die. Music makes me high.
Hey yo, getting high. New York is high. East Coast, y'all get high. West Coast, you get high. Now my man named Flex is high. Charles Crew, he be high. So my man Big Biz, he be high. Niggas on the lockdown, be high. Sweating in the studio. The Mr. Keith, high.
Welcome to the Fix, all things hip hop. With Chantel and Puma. We'll come back with conversations and stories on hip-hop after this. Stay tuned.
Man, if I get rocked, this shit for my kids, nigga. That real shit.
Even though what we do is wrong,
we still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer rapper on you just to rock it down. You hot now. Listen up. Don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down? Way to king, but without this drug shit, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh? We still try to keep mom smiling, cause when the teeth stop showing and the stomach start growling, then the heat start blowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me. If a sneak start leaning and the heat stop working, then my heat start working, I'ma rob me a person. Catch a nigga sleeping while he out in the open, and I'ma get it. Gotta raise our kids while we living. Make a million off a record belt. My niggas out of prison. Fuck a Benny or Alexis. My boys in the squatter. Nigga talk reckless and I hit him with the smithin'. But I'm never snitching, I'm a rider. If my kids hungry, snatch the dishes out your kitchen. I'll be wildin' till they pick me out of lineup.
Even though what we do is wrong,
we keep the nines tucked, chop dimes up. Rap about it, wild out, fuck niggas.
hitting, man. Sipping in the black rain, faster than the red ghost, getting ghosts in Pac-Man. One time, know I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang, R.O.C., man. Bang like C-Mac, ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses, cause three bears sticking out. Y'all don't wanna witness shit. We squeeze hammers, man. Full of threes by you, like Louisiana, man. But I got a Louisiana, man. So I move keys, you can call me the piano, man. Rain, sleet, hell, snowman. Slang, dope, E, hydro, man. No, BC in the third lane. Ram still praying, working on my nerves, man. Like, son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow them horns like Coltrane. But still, I cry tears of a hustler. Wipe tears from my mother, pull out beds for our brothers. That's the bubbles, make beds for the babies. Tuck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. Shit, I probably be wildin' with their father. Thomas Robin, tell the Najma that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dog, no, I got it. And still we grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. So crack in the alleyway. Still gave back Marcy and Dollar Day. Real gangsters make hood holiday. They ain't thinkin', but we still pay homage, man. So cool, Sunday looking like Big Mama's, man. Tell the gang I never break my promise, man. Man.
You're locked in to the Fake All Things Hip Hop with Chantel and Puma. You just heard from a few tracks there. Just heard from Johnny C. Caddy, from Benny the Butcher and J. Cole. We have Music Makes Me High, one of my favorite songs from the Lost Boys. And of course, that was Freeway with What We Do, featuring Jay-Z and Benny Siegel. How you doing, Chantel?
Good. You got me pumped with that song. You know what we do is wrong. That's my shit. That is such a hype song. I love that song. It makes me want to go rob somebody for no fucking reason. I appreciate you.
You're feeling good.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
I am.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're feeling good. It's always a great show when you're feeling good. So it's, get a drink.
I got two. I'm double fisting.
Yeah.
Double fisting already, so let's bring in the fucking weekend.
All right, it's going to be lit here in Chicago because the mask mandates are down. It's going to be like 68 degrees tomorrow in the 50s on Sunday. So you know what that means. Get your barbecue and your grills ready. And please, Chicago, leave the guns at home. You know, stay safe this weekend because it's going to be great out there. And in the Midwest, when this is in the 60s and 50s, you might as well tell us it's summertime. But let's go into some of the hip-hop stories of the week and what you got for us.
All right, to start it off, today in hip-hop history, De La Soul dropped their 3 Feet High and Rising LP 33 years ago, to be exact. So on this day in 1989, the iconic trio De La Soul released an album that would change the course of hip-hop forever. Off of Tommy Boy Records, De La Soul's debut album, 3 Feet High and Rising, set the standard for what rap should and would sound like, which is so true. Along with the producer Prince Paul, the group crafted a sonic landscape of sampled songs, sounds, and snippets unheard of before in hip-hop, where most producers sampled either James Brown or P-Funk, De La, and produce the power of borrowing some records by an unlikely host of artists, usually not even affiliated with hip-hop, sampling like Johnny Cash and Otis Redding, The Turtles, and French language instructional records. So 3 Feet High and Rising also introduced the skit concept, which is now almost too prevalent on rap albums. 3 Feet High and Rising also spawned hits and rap classics like Me, Myself, and I, Potholes, In My Lawn, Plug Tuning, Buddy Say No Go, and The Magic Number. So the album's funky and dreamy 1960s and 70s inspired attitude coupled with groups of concepts of the Daisy Age and for the inner sound, y'all, y'all caused people to definitely refer to them at back in the days as hippies. So if you've never heard of 3 Feet High and Rising, that's like they had guest appearances by Tribe Called Quest, Jungle Brothers, Moni Love. Like, this is literally an album that is music history. I love it.
You gotta be in your collection.
Yeah, you gotta have that. Yeah.
I had the cassette. I'm dating myself. I had the cassette, and I don't know where the cassette is now. And then I had the CD of it because it was just a classical album. It was like something that came out of left field. That was like, whoa, this is really dope.
Mm-hmm.
And they were down with the Jungle Brothers, the Tribe Called Quest. I mean, it was just that same Moni Love. It was that same flavor. And they had some problems with their record label and their music, not being paid for their music. So they're still making history with making sure that you get paid for your music as it's streaming. So they had a big beef on that, and then they came to an agreement, I think last year sometime. But if you don't have De La Soul in your collection, you really can't call yourself a hip-hop head. They really came out and did their own thing. They did their own thing. They didn't kind of copy everybody else, what you see people doing now. They came out with their own thing, their own sound. And, like, the samples that you were just talking about, you know, they were sampling from everybody. And then the skits were so funny. And some of them very provocative and a little racy, but they were the ones that came up with it first.
And that's what makes me love them most, because I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that they came out with the skit first before anybody else, which is something that I learned while I was reading, and I'm like, no shit. So even that, you got to give them their props. Like, their flowers need to be definitely given, because they were very much in and a part of that cool, eccentric hip-hop era.
Yeah.
So.
And don't get it twisted. These guys could battle rap with the best of them. You know, people kind of push them off as hippies and guys that kind of like in another genre of rap, or, you know, they rapped about things that are obscure. If you battle them and they let you know on record that, you know, you don't want this because we can flip right back to the street at any time. So there are some accomplished MCs. Anything else?
Let's talk about Drake and him taking legal action against the stalker after a bizarre email about a bullet in the head and then bitch is in parentheses. So Drake is reportedly seeking court order protection from a woman he claims has been stalking and harassing him since 2017. As reported by TMZ, who obtained Drizzy's legal docs, the rap star lawyer Larry Stein filed for a temporary restraining order against this 29-year-old Nisha Collins, who in April of 2017 was arrested at Drake's home in Hidden Hills. So according to the arrest documents, authorities claim Collins had raided Drizzy's fridge the night of her arrest, drank a bunch of refreshments, and then locked herself in one of his rooms. She was convicted of trespassing, but Drizzy claimed Collins went so far as to come back to his residence multiple times and even threaten his life via a series of emails. And on one of the emails, reportedly read in my feelings, lyricist should put a bullet through his head, like now, bitch, is what she said per verbatim. So if the temporary restraining order is granted, the protection will extend to his son, Adonis, as well as his mother, Sandy Grams, and his father, Dennis Grams. So I'm just tripping that this chick helped herself to a bunch of fucking refreshments. She figured, fuck it, if I'm going to go to jail, I might as well not be thirsty. So she's smart.
Yeah, got to keep hydrated.
I mean, shit, she knew it was going to be a long fire. She was going to be sitting in the motherfucking place. And she was like, I ain't going to be thirsty. So, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, at least she's smart. And, you know, fuck. Oh, Lord.
How come we never heard of this before? Like, she was stalking him before. Because I'm sure he has a number of stalkers.
Yeah, of course. And the crazy part is, like, this has been trending in every like, media source you could think of. That's, like, one of the first things is that he has a stalker. So maybe he just didn't say anything. But the fact that she told him to shoot himself in the head, bitch, That probably was like the draw, you know, where he was like, I need to let people know, so in case this bitch shoots me in the head, I'm good. Like, what the fuck?
I would move if I had a stalker like that who knew where I lived. I'm like, okay, I sent movers over to grab my stuff, and, you know, I'm moving.
Right.
You know,
or up security.
Like, you in my crib. You know, you got your feet on my table. You drinking my drink.
Right,
you know,
drinking all the damn Sprite.
Yeah.
All the Sprite. Mm-mm. All the fucking juice that I have for my baby. Like, sit down. But no. I was just going
like Pop said on
that.
Friday. Eating all the hog maws. Eating all the... Every time I'm in the refrigerator, you in the refrigerator.
You in the refrigerator. Yes. That's funny.
Oh, wow. Let's go with another story. Jeez.
So Snoop Dogg, we were talking about him on the last show and how he required the Masters, or no, that he had gotten death row. So he was but now they're saying he acquired Masters to Dr. Dre's The Chronic and other classic death row albums. So after Snoop Dogg announced he acquired the Death Row Records brand in February, the terms of the deal were still up in the air. It was reported he wouldn't have access to several classic Death Row releases, including Dr. Dre and Tupac albums. Well, in a recent interview with Tidal, the Dogfather provided some clarity on what exactly owning the Death Row brand means. I think that was kind of like a question that we were asking, too, if he was going to get some
right.
of the rights, some of these albums. So in
right.
process, he revealed he's acquired Dr. Dre's 1992 debut, The Chronic, his own 1993 solo classic Doggy Style, and the Above the Rim soundtrack, which was so dope. So many people slept on the Above
yeah.
the Rim soundtrack, but that was such a dope-ass movie and dope-ass soundtrack, and among others. As for Tupac's Death Row releases, he's confident that he'll be able to wrangle those too. So to be in control of the brand means that I get all the pieces that I need to do what I gotta do, from the masters to the publishing, to the IP, to the label, to the logo, and to everything else. He said, it's all mine. I'm able to move it around and do what I need to do with it. As far as Tupac's masters came back to him last year, but I got a great relationship with his estate, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to work something out to continue some Death Row Tupac business now that Snoop Dogg is in control of Death Row. Same with Dr. Dre, the Chronic album. He got Doggy Style, The Dogfather, Murder Was the Case, Doggy Food, Above the Rim. Those are pretty much all his records. So that's pretty much dope. Like, that's a good catalog to start with. So
yeah.
I'm just kind of happy
yeah.
to see what he's going to bring to Death Row, since we all know what Death Row was like back then. I just want to see how he's going to change it to give it a new face to this old name, you know, where... So.
Yeah, I was wondering what Suge is doing. What's Suge? How does Suge Knight feel?
He's
I'm
mad as hell.
I'm wondering how he feels. Yeah.
Pissed. He can't wait
yeah, he
to get
gold
the fuck out so he can... Yeah, man. Because he's not coming out, is he?
I don't think he's coming out.
Yeah, I don't think
that
so
I don't know, but it's going to be a while. He probably won't even remember what Death Row was when he gets out, to be perfectly honest, because he's in for a long, long time. All right, we're going to get
right back
to some of these.
Yes, he deserves. He's a bully.
Yeah. He did some naughty things when he was out. He's a bad boy when he was out. So, not bad boy, like bad boy, but you know what I'm saying. But anyway.
Have you been drinking? How you feeling?
No, if you you don't want him all up in your video,
he's a
all
bad
up in your song. Come to Death Row, yeah.
Oh my God! Play the song.
All right, let's get to some more tracks right here on the Fix, All Things Hip Hop. It's Chantel. It's Puma. Stay tuned.
Mic check 1-2. Real talk. Hey, let the choir do what it do. Let the church speak to him. Shit, let me speak to him. Get up on the altar, man. Word.
remember we was on the road on one of them tours, like, hold on. We got the number one album in the country, it's so on. They called us Voltron, where did we go wrong? We supposed to did this music shit for so long. Instead it's so long. The house is vacant, your mouse is making that podcast money, talking foul and flagrant. Right from his couch, I'm hating. Royce Grammy nod came without debating. The allegory's a wild creation. I'm happy you got to smell your flowers, baby. And crook, shit, crook still out here being crook. Got every rapper shook, ain't never used a book for a verse or a hook. House slippers, human, Mona Lisa and Monday. Hard, Gorilla Glue, yo Fred will laugh again one day. Damn, where did time go? Slaughterhouse been apart like nine, yo. You ask why though? I wish I had them answers, I don't. Just know that pig shit'll never resume. Emails, phone calls and Zoom, still not enough to get us all in a room. Roy said he ain't doing a three man without Joe, but Joe said he retired, so how the hell is supposed to go? I looked in the eyes of Crooked Eye, said one last time, he said let's go. So this one's for the fans and anyone else who wants to know why the best group ever turned out to be one of the best groups that never got back to his son after the shady era. Shit, Paul wasn't on his best behavior, and Joe's comments about M left no revival for major endeavors. So the gang dropped the flag, got off the label, back and forth, drawn out, lawyer to lawyer. But today we're able to say we're free, but we ain't eating at no round table. It's rectangle, me and Crook in a Bojangles. Back to this chicken from rapping incisions, cutting the hardest vocals you can imagine or vision. Man, this half is just different. I hope the other half will listen. Put the business in the back and get back to business.
Forgiveness. This might be sacrilegious. I don't wanna go back to business. I don't wanna go back to biz. Back to the back and forth. The last deal I brought, that bag was different. Only thing I heard back was cricket. That was my answer, listen. Never did lack persistence. I ain't no mathematician, but I see mad division. Couldn't get past the friction. Wasn't a bad decision. Trying to get back to the mission of actually winning in rap again. Cause all of us had the vision, but that was years ago. This is a new day. The fans deserve flowers. This is a bouquet for wishing the group stay together forever and ever. Fall out like hair. At least we balled out like missing a toupee with trips to the UK. Yay. To bonding with the group, I became partial. He didn't start the group, he can't end it. Don't blame Marshall. No. He didn't start the group, he can't end it. Don't blame Paul. No. And fans been there from the beginning.
Can't blame y'all.
Let me take some responsibility. I had that Hennessy filling me, willingly committing penalties mentally. Whenever liquor with enemy, bringing the silliest energy. Innocent, I can't pretend to be. I just don't fuck with the industry. You lie, you stole, and treated me just like an enemy. Now Joel, it's just him and me on our purple tape. Pride made the circle break. Stop letting them fake lies circulate. We too old for that.
Yeah.
Plus we family men. We too real. True for truth. That's the
whenever
bag we in.
Rap about it.
Since the music was loud, I said, let's take a walk. so we could talk and see New York. Showtime didn't start until 1 o'clock, but once I entered your mind, I wouldn't wanna stop. Caress your thoughts till we were thinking the same. Calm your nerves, massage your brain. Each moment's a mineral, poetry, protein, versus a vitamin, effects like codeine. Then tell me how you feel when I reveal a pill out of hell, your pain, cause I'm real. She must have OD'd cause she couldn't resist. She spoke slowly when she told me this. She said, over me, I'm going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse mahogany. So I prescribed her something to revive her. Surprise her, she's liver and much more wiser. From the light I shine when the brain still spark constantly, so she can glow in the dark. Then soon you can represent the moon. As long as I keep you in tune, I'll tell you who you are and why you're here. Take it in stride, cause it might take a year. It's funny how time flies when you're having fun. We got close and it was almost one. She kissed me slow, but you know how far a kiss can go. Fuck around and miss the show. So I told her the whole lap thought real tight. We could finish what we left off later on tonight. Back to the scene of the crime on time. As they introduced the fiend of a rhyme, she stood in the crowd with a bird's eye view of me, thinking of later on of what she could do to me. The back of the room, I could see her eyes gloom, patient but hoping that the show was over soon. As the place was ripped in half, she made her way to the front row. So I said, let's go. I packed my mic as they screamed for an encore. The speakers was blown, plus my mic was sore. Besides, I got places to go, ladies to see. And she could tell me how crazy she was over me. We drove off, she said she liked the way that I performed and couldn't wait to get soft and warm. I said, I was watching you, watching me. Looks I received made it hard to MC. I could take a hit, so I knew that she wanted my agony, agony, agony in her body. Showed her some sights, then I took her to the condo. She was piping hot, but I kept my calm. So she asked, how come I don't smile? I said, everything's fine, but I'm in a New York state of mind. As we reached the kingdom, she said, bring some champagne. She'll entertain, then sing some sentimental songs real gentle. It hit the spot, and you know where it went to. As we embraced, I felt the heart pumping. I knew she was in the mood for something. So I laid on my back and relaxed. It wasn't a perillon that made her collapse over me. She was going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse mahogany.
Out of place, you keep it natural with no potted face. Without them stick figures on them little ass girls when a click of niggas run up and try to hurl game for real. Your frame holds a pill in the everyday world and conceal is not the way to go. I'm telling you I have to let you know, you need to let it all hang.
Don't be scared to show a little of that dang dang. No matter how you wear it, girl, it's feminine. Kind of body everybody wanna know. Be the proper dancer in my Luke show. Skip a salad, girl, bring us both a menu. Eat the whole box of chocolate to send you. See, girl, I'm more than just an apple in my eye. Professor wanna get up in ya.
Don't get stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world. Trying to get with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your side.
I love it when y'all broads wear skin tight. Make the big panties look like little panties. Trying to lose that bottom, girl, you've been right. That's all them extra cookies, I should go and thank your granny. Don't mind you being conscious of your calories. If getting paid with that, man, you be salaried. You ain't in this alone, I got a tummy too. Just let me watch away, don't let it trouble you. 9-10 specimen up in your jeans. Your body size 7 and just make it fit. Slim, fast, lipo, and body cream. I pray you want a dog, I got a candle
don't
lit.
Don't get stuck on the same thing, now you know it's a nasty world. With you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your style.
Ain't nothing wrong with big draws.
Don't get stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world. Trying to get with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your style.
Every day I need a dope flip. Time was on some broke shit. A nigga was a pope pimp. Do or die. Nigga fed me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So I had a double back. Hit him 2 times. I ain't new to this shit. Bitch, I'm true to this shit. And every morning I wake up and throw a game.
Yeah, I just wanna be the dick. Fuck a bad insta bitch. Bunny rabbit off the rip. Bunny rabbit Reese's lit. Mighty, mighty know it's lit. All is well in this bitch. 100 shells in this bitch. 50 shells in this bitch. Never tail in this bitch. Fuck 12. Suck a dick, fuck 12, suck a dick. A list, I'll talk at the top off. Hit Diego, he gon' hit me with the drop off. Tryna floss in the town, get you knocked off. Take your chain and your ring and your watch off.
Yeah, I just wanna be the dick. Fuck a bad insta bitch. Bunny rabbit off the rip. Bunny rabbit, rich is lit. Freddy Corleone, fuck 12, suck a dick.
Every day I need a dope flip. I was on some rope shit. A nigga was a pope pimp, do or die. Nigga fed me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So I had a double back, get him 2 times. I ain't new to this shit, bitch, I'm true to this shit. Every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign.
What he takes on that, ayy. What he rapping at, ayy. At the Grammy still strapped, ayy. I'm glowing cause a nigga straight. I'm happier than yesterday. We bout to beat the homie case. Tears on his daughter face. Just trying to help with what I make, ayy. Is it just feelings or rap lines? He get wet, he ain't baptized. No white man gon' save mine. Bell won't help my waistline. Still gon' die for my groove line. Goddamn right as fuck one time. Way too grip to go live. You take one, we take nine. We don't stop at stop sign. Might get 50 and that's fine. Just might pop, I keep trying.
Every day I need a dope flip. I was on some broke shit. A nigga was a pope pimp, do or die. Nigga fed me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So if I had a double back, get him 2 times. I ain't new to this shit, bitch, I'm true to this shit. Every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign.
Ah, ah.
my boy Smitty. Smitty, what up?
Smitty, what up?
Smitty, what up? Smitty, what up?
It's gold down.
From the streets, I grew up here.
Yes.
The sewer here, my souvenir.
Right.
Y'all putting up fake fronts, right. Souvenirs. So much water in the room, I wear scuba gear. What, Pooba here? Y'all acting brand Nubian. Like y'all know the Groovian. Restaurant Peruvian.
Right.
Diabetic and I'm still in them sweets. She know the room me in.
Come on.
The cane came, the cane. Then came the ring. Then the chain, it bling. Then the ring just swings around the strip to let the chamber sing. Before Netflix, I see Stranger Things. From the Bronx, the Jews come with hatred. And the word opportunist is an understatement. Cut the brick, we gon' do it, let the cane flip. No matter the weather, it's snowed at the arraignment.
Get it?
If you need blow, I'll make arrangements. Just need to know just how much dough you came with. And what the cost of the base is. And poof, we off to the races. When the street lights come on, that's when my mic come on. You listen to the radio hoping I might come on. Alright, come on. They want that God level. I know they want that God level. They wanna see that God. Y'all can't break me. I drop knowledge that I write. How y'all hate on my jewels. And frankly, I never cared what they rank me. Birthday verses, never cared if they thank me. I did it for the culture. Wishing one day I could spit it in the copa. Side bitch on the sofa, we arrived in a Rover. If you know me, then you know I don't drive. That's not my chauffeur, that's my family. He'll also put the infrared ray on your brother, turn you to Brandy, TBM to Brandy. I ain't light with the pen, they had me fighting with Ken, I'm Zangief. It's all love at the end of the day. That was your wife, believe whatever she say. Just keep ignoring the fact, but one day she'll get caught in the act. Back to me, I'm just recording these raps. Author of the hood, just reporting the facts. My lines light like a candle, then I dripping on wax. Somebody tell a hood that I'm back. God, when the street lights come on, that's when my mic come on. You listen to the radio hoping I might come on. Alright, come on. They want that God level. I know they want that God level. They wanna see that God level.
Still locked into the mix. All things hip hop. Yes, truly, Puma and Chantel. Catch us also on YouTube. With The Fix, we do a video show. We talk about hip-hop topics and have great conversation. You just heard from Fred the Godson with God Level, Freddie Gibbs and Schoolboy Q with Gang Signs, Baby Fat by De La Soul, shouts out to Lizzo, and Mahogany with Eric B and Rakim. And we start at the top of that set with Vacancy with Crooked and Joe Ortiz. Chantel, what else you got in hip-hop news?
All right, so we're doing a lot of today's hip-hop history. Another hip-hop history, Boogie Down Productions debuted Criminal Minded, turned 35 years old today. I feel old as shit. So I'm this. I just wanted to throw that shit in there because, you know, damn, on this date in 1987, yeah. Last Master KRS-One and DJ Scott LaRock, the Human 808, D-Nice, and the rest of the Boogie Down production crew released their highly anticipated debut album, Criminal Minded, on B-Boy Records. So with the South Bronx versus the Bridge, a.k.a. BBP versus the Juice Crew beef on Wax, was at its height. The Criminal Minded album proved to be one of the most important instructional projects for up-and-coming MCs on how to take out the top dog and start your own regime. As KRS-One mentioned in Kay Dill's Beast documentary, if MC Sean hadn't responded to the Bridge's Over, one of the premier singles from the album, there probably would have never been the rise and success of KRS and BBP. With Boogie Down Productions aligned with DJ Red Alert on FM, Dial, and 98.7 Kiss, and the Juice Crew siding with one of the only Mr. Magic Marley Marr on 107.5, it also began the early radio wars, which is the origin on Hot 97 and Power 105's Battle on the Dial. Tracks that will forever be etched in hip-hop history includes Intellectually Adept Poetry, The Street Sagas, and My 9mm Goes Bang, and P is Still Free, the late Scott LaRock inspired Super Ho, and the extensive lyrical lessons in the album's title track. Ironically, Scott Stirling, better known as DJ Scott LaRock, was killed less than 6 months after the album's successful release. Following Scott's death, KRS began to drop social conscious singles and albums prompting hip-hop Stop the Violence movement and the iconic Star-Studded Self-Destruction single. So that's just like, and you can go on live and hear Criminal Minded. It's one of the all-time, like just in its genre, like you said, it was the beginning of the diss record. And I think KRS killed it at that time and really proclaimed his throne, because he is like one of the illest MCs, like cadence, lyricist, everything. He's just, so yeah, that's pretty dope to know that, damn, 35 years old. So yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, I put KRS, Rakim, and probably Big Daddy Kane. They're in their own category. Then it's everybody.
Yeah, they have to be.
Out of that.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, because when they came out, it was like with a consciousness, and KRS is still teaching. I mean, you catch him on TikTok or catch him on social media, and he's giving knowledge.
YouTube.
He never stopped. Yeah, he never stopped. Mm-hmm. So I remember reading one day, years ago, that he still writes battle raps for whoever comes out. If you come at him crooked, he's got one for you. He got one in the chamber for
I believe
you.
It.
So I don't hear anybody coming out and saying anything about him, because he came out a long time ago and said every rapper that comes out, whether they're new, whether they come out with a record, he said, I got a battle rap for him. And that,
but that's
that
somebody that literally owns
him.
Go ahead.
No, with that versus with him and Big Daddy Kane, if you didn't see that, go see that, and you got to have his stuff in your collection. You got to have his stuff in his collection.
He is literally the one person that has owned his craft and has surpassed what most MCs and most rappers do today. He's legit is the one that's still relevant, even though he's not as relevant because he's not putting out shit, but like you said, he always has one in the crates, and if he has to, being that he's one of the smartest rappers, because when he speaks, like, it's knowledge. Like you said, he has seminars about it. And that was the greatest thing about him, too. Like, how he raps wasn't how he talks, which made him so much more doper. You know what I'm saying? Because you would hear him, he's like, wait a minute, that's the same person? So, yeah, I agree 110% that I feel like he will always be, if it ever came down to the day where his name was thrown into something, he would eat motherfuckers for lunch, like, and breakfast, dinner, all that good shit.
Yeah,
for sure. So, what else? Pusha T. I don't know if you guys have heard Diet Coke. Diet Coke, to me, was one of, I just heard it probably recently, and I love it. I've always loved Pusha T since back in the days. But this right here kind of stood out because he did a snow filled performance of Diet Coke on The Late Show. So I don't know who's seen it. Obviously, you guys know he's a Virginia bred rhyme, Pusha T, brought cocaine imagery to late night television. King Push took over the stage of Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert on Thursday. Fake snow fell on to Pusha during the performance of Diet Coke on the CBS program. In addition, a large screen behind the GOOD music recording artist displayed an Arctic theme. 88 Keys and Kanye Yee West produced the Diet Coke single Pusha T release from the track on February 8th, which I dig it. I love it. I think it's everything that it gives you, the raw, gritty, everything of what hip-hop is. Pusha T is preparing to release his fourth studio LP. The forthcoming project will follow 2018's Daytona, which was one of my favorite albums. And that, I think, at that time came out when Drake came out, and I think he, like, killed Drake as being one of the best rap albums, and it was nominated at the 61st Annual Grammys Award. So according to Pusha, Roc Nation founder Jay-Z has a featured verse on the upcoming album, and it says, I got three songs with Jay-Z during my career. I send him shit because I know he's going to say shit that I can't say. To me, that's what's wild impressive. So in addition to Daytona's solo album, also contains 2013's My Name Is My Name and 2015's King Push, Darkest Before Dawn, the prelude. He also rapped on Lord Willing, Hell Hath No Fury, and so Casket dropped as one half of Click. So that was pretty dope to see. I'm always a fan of Pusha, and I'm also really happy that Kanye is kind of giving him letting him do what he needs to do as an artist, because I know with other artists, they didn't have that same, like, I know when Nas did his collab with Kanye, I didn't feel like it was really what Nas is known for. It was very different, and I'm not knocking difference. I'm just saying, like, it was not what Nas would normally do. Even with one of the, I can't remember her name. She's an artist, too. She was in his video, in Kanye West's video. He didn't do anything for her. And that's kind of why she's retiring from the game as far as her singing. And I'll remember her name eventually. But for him, I feel like Pusha T is literally given whatever he is, like whatever he wants to do, he's doing it, and Kanye's letting him be free as one of his artists. So that was dope to see. What else?
Yeah, because I guess some artists, if they're being produced, they kind of put their own spin on it. Like if you hear the songs by Pharrell, you know it's a Pharrell record, no matter who they're producing.
Exactly,
it's a Pharrell record. You get their spin on it. And, you know, you just have producers who do that. So it's very rare where a producer can kind of fall in the flow of the artist, so it doesn't kind of mess up the artist's flow or their style, but really kind of click with them. So it's like, okay, you know it's this particular artist.
Mm-hmm. And he's done a good job of Pusha T. Like, I'm not mad at Kanye for allowing him to be what Pusha T is known for. Like, a lot of people didn't even know he was, like, a lyricist, because he was with the Clips, and the Clips was at that era in the 2000s where it was like dance shit. You know, it was like it was more for the club. Nobody knew that Pusha T was that fucking gritty and that hard with his bars. Like, people slept on him. I've always slept on him, I would say. But speaking of that, have you watched the Kanye West documentary at all? Have you given it some? Because I know we've spoken at the last one, and you're like, no, I don't want to do it.
Not yet, but what derailed me was the Bel Air series.
Oh, my
which
God,
totally
yes.
caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Totally,
I like it.
I thought it was
going to
be
it.
The Mickey Mouse, Fresh Prince of Bel Air kind of thing. And the storylines are the same, but the characters are, like, blowing me away. And whoever did this was a genius, the way they kind of got deeper in the story, the why Carlton and Will always beefed, and Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv, and not making Hillary an airhead, you know, she's, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give away, you know, poor little Ashley. Oh, my God. I didn't see that one coming.
That's different.
Jeffrey is a gangster.
I'm loving me some fucking Jeffrey. Yes.
Oh, my
Jeffrey's
God.
Jeffrey's a G on that show. I like it. Yeah. I'm all for it. I think Will had some producing on that. So I think that a lot of it is coming from Will Smith, too.
Ben Medina or Medina, Will Smith. You have Quincy Jones involved with it and a couple of other producers, executive producers. But it's like I was expecting when Will Smith came out with the commercial during the Super Bowl. I was like, oh, I don't want to watch the Fresh Prince all over again. It's going to be like kind of like modern day and, you know, still kind of the fluff. And it's not that way at all. And once you watch the first episode, you're like, whoa, Wait a minute.
Hear Hook.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. So,
that
yeah,
was
that's
genius.
That's kind of
and I hate Carlton.
I will get on it. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Carlton.
It's
yeah.
A,
yeah.
And you can kind of get it because Carlton wasn't raised like how, you know, the Fresh Prince was raised, and I see the differences in it, but, like, even the fact that Carlton is a fucking drug addict and is fucking snorting, like, Adderall type shit, like, what? I wasn't expecting that at all, and I kind of could see where Ashley, when she said that she had a crush, I kind of already knew it was for a girl the way that they were making it seem, but even though, like,
yeah.
that one scene where, you know, Fresh Prince was talking to what's his name, and he was like, yeah, you know, he's looking for me, they're coming out here, like, that video circulated of him making the news of him playing, and I love that, too, the fact that they're showing him actually playing, basketball, what he loves to do, like, it's so much more in-depth, it's just a very well-created show, but two, give Kanye West, give that documentary an opportunity. I'm telling you, this third one that I just seen. So there's a new one out I haven't finished seeing, but the one prior to this with his mom, I like it, and it kind of show when she passed away and how she passed away, and it's just, you can kind of see where the downfall happened with him.
Yeah.
And how he's so changed. Like, the video, and I can't remember his name either, but the guy who's doing the video and who was doing the documentary for him is somebody from Chicago who was a comic. And then ended up, they used to have Channel Zero. And he ended up Kanye. Yeah, they ended up interviewing Kanye, and him and Kanye were like the best of fucking friends. He took them everywhere. He's the reason why he got his start doing videos, like actual videos for other fucking artists. It was because of the videos that he did for Kanye. So he even said it, like, after his mom died, he didn't even know who he was anymore. And then Kanye stopped fucking with him for a minute. And then later on, I think it was for, I can't remember the other album that he dropped, but he called him back. And he was like, when we started talking again, I could tell, like, it wasn't the same Kanye. Something changed. Mm. Something is not the same. So you can kind of see the switch when his mom passes away and how he, like, acted. And I don't think he did it with intentions to, like, treat his friends the way he did or the people who were rocking with him when he first started. But it was kind of like, damn, you let the people who had your back when you were the hungriest go, and then all these people that are around you just filling your fucking head up. And you can kind of see the shift on where he went wrong. He let outsiders in instead of trusting his own people that were always there since day one. It's just it's a dope look into, like, you know, the rise and fall. Not even the rise and fall. I mean, because Kanye still is pulling numbers. I think Kanye West and Jay-Z for 2021 made the most money of 2021.
Yeah.
Like, was the highest. So it's not like he's losing it, but I feel like in his mind, that shit's gone. He's not the same Kanye.
I'm going to check it out, but Bel Air just derailed me. To the point where I'm like, okay, I gotta binge watch this to catch up, and I haven't watched
yeah.
This week's show yet, but I will get on the Kanye West thing. Before we go into more music, did you see the story? Maybe we'll talk about it after we get a few tracks. Did you see the story about Bootsy said he had some shrooms and had him talking to a dog buck naked?
No, what the fuck? Okay, we're
we'll talk about
that.
But there's a story from Hip Hop DX where Bootsy recaps a story where he was on shrooms and they got him on video. I guess he was running around. He was talking to a dog right naked somewhere. I don't know. But we'll get to some more tracks and we'll come back. This is the fix. Chantel and Puma.
Get
some more tracks.
Can you picture how a melody gets thought into existence? Rhythm section hits it and upholds it with persistence. Picture in the outline and you start to see the colors. Filling in with intricate splashes by all the brothers. Michelle is on the joint, you mean Miss Indigay or Cello? No wonder why the hump inside this joint is feeling ghetto. A medal or award should be given to these heroes for their efforts of revealing and bringing forth the feeling. I'm reeling, poetic I say, a great proportion. I hope my little nuance is correct for this distortion. But I say why I say, and who is to say? cause Roy makes the tune what it is today. Rhythmically, we in this lake of jeans, know what I mean? It's only right that me and Mr. Wright, we hail from Queens. The overtone of funk is being driven by the students. The benevolence of Roy issue me the jurisprudence. I'm to speak a rhyme, put it in a hipper term. I'm just a humble little germ, just a hipper version. Poetic, I mean truly indeed how every seed it sprinkles with the essence of life to form our breed. Think about it, sweetie, while we give this to the needy. The musical expression is important for progression. Never stop learning lessons, and neither should y'all. Before we all stand, must acknowledge the fall. Before we get to bounce, we got to reach for the ball. Before we get on show, we had to get to a crawl. Check it out now, and don't you dare. Bobby Timmons did a joint called That Dare. Check it out now, and do you do. Ronnie Foster did a joint called Mr. Groove. Check it out now, it's how we go. Check it out with my man Roy Hargrove. To the...
Get the candy tight, I'm flattered at all the chatter and comparisons to the great, soon to see me right on Madison. Valley sneakers niggas trying to say about the baddest is hot top and tacky shit. I'm like a wild Iraqi, outdoors with my sport vest, leather on the shoulder, hold the rifle in place, knife in your face. I'm out the world just like a lightning in space. The ice sculptures on the table going nice with the place. Great, this is madness, certified madness, rapping like a bandit, surf for my advantage, single-handedly slam you to the canvas. Marijuana leaves are getting wrapped just like a bandage. Yo, fuck the love, I want the money and the pussy. Brazilian bitches names tatted on they tushy. You're a man dressed as a woman, call him Tootsie. I'm in the corner with a hooker playing footsie. Phone in my hands at all time like I'm a pimp. Fuck shrimp, we eat steak, wine and cheese plate. Bronzoline, the name is ringing out in each state. Play it cool and taste the weapon, time to meet fate. My feet slide just like a hockey player. Eating yakitori, getting hammered in the sake layer. Sucky, sucky, happy ending shower. Wifey making dinner, I'll be home about an hour. Crush the sour, Duchess from the Netherlands. My roller skills is undefeated, dog, you'll never win. I'll bring the devil in, brushing over his benevolence. Polo fitted with a leather grill. This is madness, certified madness. Rapping like a bandit, surfing my advantage. Single-handedly, slam me to the canvas. Marijuana leaves are getting wrapped just like a bandage. I wash my dick in the sink right when I wake up. Twisted from the night before, raw inside a frightening whore. Hop in the whip and go for breakfast. Fried eggs and prime steak, that's straight from out of Texas. Damn, I'm living reckless. Smoking all day just like the brisket. My beard is golden brown just like a biscuit. Every day I'm thinking, should I risk it? Add another number to statistics, or use the breast milk to eat my Crispix. I feed a coke for a dick suck. Put a fucking Roman candle up in this bitch butt. Now it's on the computer. Got the pussy moisted and Bermuda. Pop a hole right through a throat, that's no joke, cause I'm a shooter.
Yeah, damn. Yo, fuck, yo, three verses ain't enough anymore these days, man. Fuck.
This shit is roving than a tuner on a plate for $80. Or the sex that I be having. Oh, I hate my baby mama. It's always drama. She got too much time on her hands. Watch the time instead he planning a plot on your man. My eyes are open like an hour though. Animosity trying to get the paper. Sourdough. But if I die before the hour go, just place the valleys on my feet and smoke my body like a pharaoh hoe. Egyptian fixtures, patties by the Coliseum. Guns from Russia, turn them to a ballerina. Cop the work, then they pack it cold. Transporting interstate, Carolina to Tobacco Row. To the knee or to the ankle where the jacket go. Master flow, work now so I got cash to blow. When I'm older, leather on the rugby shoulder. I'm top dog and if I'm lying, may they slump me over. Rosalino, Queens, Flushing, outdoorsman. You already know, it's over.
Now don't ask me no questions, just listen to this shit. She catch a one-way flight to kick it wherever I'm at. So if she wanna stay, then the bitch will never come back. You wanna know how a chip feel? I've been there once. This year three in the beginning of a 10-year run. And that's predicted, my persistence. Got my name on all the lists. Had a brick before rap, like that dope boy from Memphis. I survived all them death threats and three felony convictions. Plug found out my whole team was hot, he kept persistent. What's the stage with no mic and no voice of a poet? What's more important, the flower or the soil that grow it? Yeah, it's cool, but one rule, don't get caught in a moment. Or it's back to swinging ratchets and warming the water. Starving made me thin. And ain't no mercy in this game we in. Eyes stacked against us, had to play to win. I got a broad I never saw before 1 a.m. I'm out west and crazy girls, cleaning out the ATM. Let's go.
Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips was at work, my baby made it back. I fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. You gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach?
This for hustlers with straight cash, not bitches with fake bags. For hoes who fall in love with trappers and break bad. She texting my homie, but I'm fucking hers. She fake mad. These hoes can't handle a nigga they can't have. Unlucky for y'all, you know who the fuck is in charge. I put a couple in jars, let it fluff till it's hard. I'm at J House, Kerry James Marshall, cover the wall. Enough cushion I could cover the fall. You know business is business, bitches is bitches, and they fucking us all. You know how life goes, you stuck with your flaws. What's that about? They had me fucked up.
Niggas thought I'd suffer for long. I'm driving, counting money with hundreds on a cullinan floor. Put my hands together and I pray for the bread. Cause I get 5 jail cars a day from the feds. Go to sleep with an alarm and a K on the ledge. And a fireproof 1,000-pound safe in the crib. Ah.
Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips was at work, my baby made it back. Fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. But you gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach. I said, fuck it, one gon' do a verse. Bought some ugly white girl when I whipped it, it's Miss Universe. Migo brought them chickens on the bird, that's that scooter work. I control my bitches, only fans, I got computer work. Freddie Kane, I keep a college bitch on the 94 with the waist sash. Baby daddy bought her that fake roadie, she fake mad. Butcher and the rabbit, goddammit, check our credentials. Hoes get fucked and stay home early just like the Clippers. Bitch, you with it, bitch. Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips with that work, my baby made it back. Fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. But you gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach.
You're locked into the fix, all things hip-hop.
Move it up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo,
billers.
Phone, man. Okay.
Your eyes
for
real, niggas who ain't
no
got
doubt,
no
sir.
Feelings.
Your
feelings.
Eyes open, I got this. Just watch my back. I got your friend.
Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside the face, it in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one.
Hey, the crook, son.
We just shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to get to trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts.
front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once my kid on, I'ma put on all my peoples. We act quick for lyrics like Max a hit. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because the freak.
Sunny shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, I'm scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, I'm scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, I'm scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is guns and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
Right.
hip-hop classic, Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. We heard Mobb Deep with Chick Ones. We also heard from Action Bronson with The Madness. Of course, Benny the Butcher and Freddie Gibbs with One Way Flight. And we started at the top of that set with Poetry by the RH Factor featuring Q-Tip. Chantel, what you got for us?
Okay, no. So we're going to go back to that story that we talked about once we ended. Yes, I need to know more. Please tell me more. You had me all kinds of fucked up. I was on the internet trying to find that shit. Like,
I heard it on Instagram where he was, I guess he was with some people and he took some shrooms. And he said it was the highest he's ever been in his entire life. And he would never do it again unless he was around people he knew and they were all doing it together, because I guess he felt so out of place, you know, where he was. But I guess he was running around and I guess he, you know, I don't know. I've never been that high. But when you get that high, I guess you want to take your clothes off or you want to feel, you know, you want to feel nature or whatever. But they had him in this video. He was running. It was snowing outside and he was talking to a dog.
Oh my God. If that's not mind clarity for you, I don't know what the fuck is.
Yeah. I mean, talk about feeling free. I mean, you just take off your clothes and you are able to communicate with animals, like some Dr. Doolittle shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's
the
shroom. That's
the
shroom.
I've never had them. You know, I've heard people say, you know, that's what it does to you or whatever. It clears your mind and all this stuff. But
if you
microdose
versus if you microdose versus, like, I guess eating just like a bag of shrooms, I don't know the difference, but I heard microdosing kind of clears your mind to where you see things at the forefront from things that you may have locked in, you know, like some weird, not weird, but like, you know, like you've locked into your mind and it opens it up and whatever. But if you like just do shrooms, it has that psychedelic feeling where, you know, like you're laughing at everything and you can't control your.
Because he said he was laughing for 3 to 4 hours straight. How do you laugh for three to four hours straight? Yeah. I can't imagine. You can't believe
he was on them shrooms.
I mean, if you're laughing that much.
He's a trip. He put so much content out. I so miss that, though, that whole talking to your dog booty naked. And he's skinny, too. He's like a good 25. I can just imagine how he looks. That's a hot ass man.
Can you imagine a dog? Can you imagine a dog just looking at him like, sideways? You know how dogs kind of just look at
you? And you know you look dumb as hell. Your ass is high as hell.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is he talking about
now?
He's
thinking the dog understands it. You know, he's like communicating with the dog. He thinks the dog understands him, and he's like, why is this human in front of me naked? And what are they talking about?
Man, I need to go see that. I'm going to find that eventually.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll send it to you. I think it was on Hip Hop DX. Yeah, if you catch the story, you know, read the story. He was like laughing for 3 or 4 hours straight. He was communicating with a dog, booty butt naked, and I would have liked to been there just to hear the conversation he was having with his dog, and then just to see what the dog was responding to, and maybe you can get to a higher consciousness where you can communicate with animals. You know, I don't deny anybody.
I want that talent.
Yeah. Like, what are you thinking? You know, because everybody wonders what dogs are thinking. And, you know, a cat would have whooped his ass and scratched him up. But a dog will sit there and
I believe that.
Okay, they're screwed up. Yeah. You got any more stories?
So I was looking through our that's a hot mess, though. That is a hot mess. I was looking through Instagram, and you sent me a message about Jack Harlow to star in the White Man Can't Jump reboot. Okay, first of all, why are we rebooting this movie? This is a fucking classic. You have the best actors, actresses of all time. Like, why would you change this? So I guess they're saying Jack Harlow's acting career is popping. The rap star just reportedly landed the lead role in the White Man Can't Jump reboot. After his first audition, the Nail Tech MC will play Billy Hole, which was Woody Harris's character back in the film in 1992. He has zero acting experience, and apparently he wowed the producers from the jump. So I'm mad that they're even doing this, so I'm already a certain type of way, but I will have to watch it because I just want to see if they give it justice and if they're leaving him to be a main star, like a main character in that role. Well, we're going to have to see.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't like a lot of reboots. That's why I was skeptical about Bel-Air. And I was like, well,
yeah, leave it alone.
You know, they messed up the Honeymooners, you know, with Cedric the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. And Mike Epps, they really be careful when you reboot and stuff because it could really
I don't know
flop.
Why we have to reboot anything. How come why can't we just have like certain films that say it's classic? Don't touch them. There should be a rule on certain films that you cannot touch, that you should not touch. That is just like the best part, like Casino. Like, why would you want to remake Casino? Why did you want to remake what's his name? My little friend. What's his name? Scarface. Why would you want to remake Scarface? Yeah.
Isn't
Scarface? Wow. Not Scarface. No. What's his name? I just said it. What's his Scarface?
Oh,
I think
Joe
they
Pesci
did.
Is
what? Go ahead.
I don't know. Joe Pesci? A movie that Joe Pesci's been in?
It's not Joe Pesci. It's they're Cuban. Why can't I not? I feel so stupid not knowing this right now.
Oh, it is
Scarface.
We're going to have to air. Al Pacino.
So, yeah.
So they're trying to redo Scarface with Al Pacino or somebody opposite of Al Pacino?
Yes. Yeah, so it is Scarface. Okay, you're right. Yeah, that was my fault. Yeah, so I guess they were trying to remake it. And I don't know who the hell they were trying to put into the movie, but it's like certain movies like that should not be touched. Like, just leave all alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Did you get the story about, it's on Black Vegan Tube, about the, I guess, the scientist. I don't know if he's a scientist or not. I don't know his name. I haven't read it. About if you smoke cigarettes, it contains cat booty juice.
Ew. What the fuck?
It's like this. cigarettes contain this cat booty juice from like this kind of a wild cat in nature or whatever, and they take the booty juice from it. I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. I'm not the only one seeing this. I send it when I see this stuff. I'm like, I guess it's there to make the cigarettes, and folks are smoking it. They don't know all the chemicals of the cigarettes. And I remember reading years ago about what they were putting in malt liquor too, and all the chemicals and like some of the ingredients in malt liquor, like they sell in the hood, had like material that they put in rocket fuel. So that explains a lot. What's happening in the hood and why people drinking some malt liquor and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't know who to do. You can go on the Black Vegan Tube and investigate cat booty juice.
That's gross. Like, imagine they just go outside and smoke a cigarette and they come back and try to kiss you and be like, nah, you got that cat booty juice on you.
Cat booty juice, yeah.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
But there
why?
Is a story about, like, do you like butterscotch candy?
No.
Okay.
Some of the chemicals like butterscotch
that are put in
butterscotch candy is like,
was coming from some kind of gland from the beaver. Some kind of like anal gland from the beaver that is kind of like the smell and the taste, and they put it in butterscotch. That kept me from eating butterscotch for years. I still don't eat butterscotch candy. Be careful. Read the ingredients, folks. Read the ingredients.
Lord, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
so.
Read the ingredients.
Like, ew. Why? Like, this is why I never liked butterscotch, just for that reason. It had, like, the weirdest taste. I felt like that was some old people shit to eat butterscotch. Like, just never sat right with me to want to eat butterscotch. Like, there was no thrill in eating butterscotch.
Oh, grandma's in church in here, baby.
Oh,
I know you're hungry. Here, take this. We'll be out of church soon enough.
We got one more hour and then we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait till pastor finish.
So, okay, moving on. We're going to let that's just a hot ass mess in itself. Lord, why would you even put that in the middle of our show? Like, let's talk about sin. 50 Cent reacts to the game's claim Kanye West did more than Dr. Dre for his career. So 50 Cent and the game history dates back to Compton iconic signing with Dr. Dre's Aftermath Entertainment and aligning game with G-Unit ahead of his massive 2005 The Documentary debut. The two had a falling out over the years with several diss tracks exchanged, and Game even told Hip Hop X, BX, in 2019 that he wanted him and 50 to go out like Tupac and Biggie did. While the beef has been squashed, 50 has no issue sticking his nose in the business of his associates. With Game claiming his easy collaborator Kanye West did more for his career in 2 weeks than Dr. Dre did in his entire life. In an interview with Drink Champs, the G-Unit boss had to chime in on the matter on Friday 4th. "Hun, what happened here?" he asked with a condescending photo and explaining the game's Drink Champs proclamation. So I guess 50 put a picture of them two and was like, "Huh? What you mean? Like, what are you talking about? It's crazy that you did more for me in the last 2 weeks than Dr. Dre did for me in my whole career," was the most explosive clip on Drink Champs.
Wow.
The game has spent a ton of time with Kanye West in the early proportion of 2022. They teamed up for the new song Easy, which is making this huge noise right now because I guess Kanye West in the video put like a head that kind of looked like Pete Davidson and like I guess burned it. I have not seen the video yet, but everybody's like pissed the fuck off and it's a whole new, you know, level of disrespect. Like, dude, let it go. Like, just y'all are no longer married. The divorce papers have been signed. Like, leave her alone already. So I guess they teamed up for Easy, and I'm not mad. Easy's a decent song, which notched Game his biggest charting hit in nearly 15 years. The West Coast rhymer also appeared in Kanye's Donda 2 listening experience in Miami. So, 50 loves to just talk shit. 50 loves to just talk shit, egg people on. Like, I mean, honestly, the Game had, in the beginning, what did he put out, 2 albums? He doesn't have that many albums out, right, in total?
I don't think so.
He doesn't. So the first 2 albums he did, I feel like, were his best 2 albums. Anything after that, I don't remember. So. So I believe it, though. I think Kanye has also did a good job with the Game and letting him be his own artist, because I've always loved the Game. So for him to come back and still be in the times and still rap like he hasn't missed a beat, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be dope. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, the saga continues. Wow.
Mm-hmm. We shall
Anything
see.
Else?
Jermaine Dupri misses out on signing Usher and Bruno Mars. So I read this article because I always thought that Jermaine Dupri signed Usher. I thought he was a part of Jermaine Dupri's record label. But I guess he's not. So Jermaine Dupri misses out on signing Usher and Bruno Mars in his earlier career. He feels some type of way about it. He shared a video of the superstar singers and recalled how he dropped the ball with them. So in the clip, Jermaine Dupri claims, "This is an artist I should have signed," before pointing to the camera at Usher. "But we made history," replied Usher, although Dupri said he should have sealed the deal from the jump. Fun fact, he begins in the caption to the post at Usher, came to the Criss Cross concert in ATL at the Fox with his manager at the time, AJ, to get me to sign him. This was before he signed to LaFace, J. super continued. I wanted to do it, but I didn't have the bandwidth, nor was my vision clear that I have a gift of working with a younger artist. So Jermaine Dupri fails at signing Bruno Mars. It's something of a running joke between them at Bruno Mars. He reminds me of this every time we're together. I was so young, and I didn't have all the resources, and I was true to myself in knowing that. Bruno Mars told Dupri, let them know I had your shot, when his famed producer pointed out he had missed out on him. So those are two people that he wishes he would have signed.
There was another guy who missed out on signing a big artist, Jones, the brother he's out of the Dipset. He was on a show, and he had a chance to sign Drake.
Mm.
And he said, you know, when they came up to him, they said, well, this is a guy who's on Degrassi, and he saw some of the clips of the show. He's like, what am I going to do with this light-skinned guy in a wheelchair? And he said he heard him, but he said he didn't know what to do with him. And then he hooked up with Lil Wayne, and the rest is history. And he's like, man, if I had really kind of just thought it out, you know, this guy could have been really big. And he just wasn't kind of, I guess, feeling his look or kind of envisioning him being as lyrical as he is. And he just didn't see it. He said he missed out on signing him. So there's a lot of artists, I guess, that have those same stories where one producer doesn't see it and the other producer is like, okay, I got it. Exactly what I want you to do. And made of it. So, all right, let's hit some more tracks. And we'll come back and finish up the show. This is The Fix, All Things Hip Hop, with Chantel and Puma. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Whole world. MC. Who slick.
Between everywhere, the hope of the high, to the lumps and is above sea level. 93 million miles above these devils. Play me in the winter, play me in the summer, play me in the order. Any order, you want them, I got them. Dripping like water, catch me at a hot spot with the dust order. We dancing, moving within the shoe circle. We play these ice chains. Straight New York shoe, we stratify our wealth. From my loose in the bank, there's love amongst the ranks. Now, I'm a rock to be my homegirl, cause we alike. A alike, she alike. Let's see a light, Daddy Joy.
On the wheel, know it's smoother, fatter than a 94 Land Cruiser.
Where you from?
The Bronx represent like whatever pie.
Who are you sick of this year?
Yeah, why?
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Say J-Rolls, yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip-hop. Say Black Dog, come to Rocket Gun.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. You're holding out to half of it, forecasting after map of it. Projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit. Me and Polly close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top of your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a brown house from the townhouse to the tenement. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, all the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the jury at to where the police react. Telling quality, equality, just tell them where we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust cause it's ghetto fabulous. Life look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think it's full, it's bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talk a lot like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, most of it's all in quality. We came to rock it on to the center. Best alliance in hip-hop, why oh? I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's not Tupac and Biggie, too much violence in hip-hop, why oh?
Manhattan keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax, we're taking it back, Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my tribe grows, enable me to rock flows. Striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, we were apostle. Standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a click, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history. You're spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats that hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader.
Line to line.
Good Jesus, no step and quality just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, eat up.
1, 2, 3, most heaven's all in quality. We came to rock it on to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop, quiet on. I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's John Tupac and Biggie, hold your head when the beat drop, quiet on.
You're in tune to The Fix with Chantel and Puma, All Things Hip Hop, right here on The Fix. And we're coming down the final stretch of the show, Chantel. What else you got?
Let me see. Hold on. I'm still tripping about the whole Boosie shit, but I'm still like, I can't even picture it. So I'm like dying to see fucking videos. So I can just, but hold on, I am.
Fun time. I would love to laugh for 3 or 4 hours, but do you have to take shrooms to do that? Wow.
I
know that.
I don't like anything that I just, feel like I can't control.
Yeah. I just played, Talib Kweli and Mos Def, and he's going by another name now, but they're supposed to be working on a project that's supposed to be coming out soon. I remember last year they were talking about it, and people were trying to say, hey, when you're coming out with stuff, and they were like, wait a minute, we're going to come out with stuff when we're ready. So you're just going to have to wait. But I just read that they are about to come out with a project, but I will wait for you to come out with some other stories.
So you were just to touch on that. I actually got an article about that. So Talib Kweli confirms that they are making a new Black Star album. So that is dope to know because I love the Black Star and I love that whole album. Let's see. Story. Happy birthday to the Brand Nubian founder, Grand Puba. On this day in hip-hop history, Brand Nubian founder Maxwell Dixon, a.k.a. Grand Puba, Puba was born today in 1966, and this is on March 4th. So Grand Puba made his musical debut with the group's Master of Ceremony. The group's first album, Dynamite, was released in 1988 and had an excellent critical reception. However, due to the lack of sales, the group disbanded shortly after the album's release. This was when Puba emerged as the lead MC of Brand Nubian. So shortly after, in 1990, the release of the group's debut genre-less album, One for All, which spans from reggae to hip-hop to new jack swing, Grand Puba again parted ways from his group and embarked on a solo career. He recorded and released two albums, Real to Real in 1992 and in 2000 and 2000 in 1995. Real to Real had much commercial success, peaking at number 28 on the Billboard 200 and totaling in the number one hit single, 360 Degrees, What Goes Around, 2000 was also a success, reaching the 48th spot on the Billboard 200. And then I Like It hitting 91. So in 1987, Grand Puba returned to the Brand Nubian and the group released Foundation in 1998. This album marked the reunion of the four original members. It was the first time they appeared together since their debut. This is the most successful album as a group, peaking at number 59 on the Billboard 200, and the single Don't Let It Go to Your Head reached 53 on the Billboard Hot 100. Yeah, so in 2001, Grand Puba released Understand This, and in 2009, he released his fourth solo album, Retroactive, featuring people from like Q-Tip, Large Professor, Kid Capri. Over the years, Grand Puba has worked with Vinnie Siegel, Missy Elliott, Mary J., and more. So he's just an amazing person and that has had such a long career in the hip-hop industry. So that is dope. That's a lot that I learned that I didn't know either.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love the Brand Nubian.
Yeah, definitely unsung. And do yourself a favor, go back and check out Grand Nubians and Grand Puba.
Mm-hmm.
Just really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a cut.
Like it has a
special
little bit of jazz.
Yeah, so he is definitely unsung in hip-hop. And there are a lot of unsung folks in hip-hop that hopefully we can share with the audience in future shows to let them know who's who and how they're impacted hip-hop and what their contribution to hip-hop is. So any other things before we sign off?
No, I am good. That is all you'll get from me in this segment.
All right. So we're going to play a few more cuts. Make sure you check us out on Blog Talk right here on Chocolate 108.1 WYDL, The Fix, All Things Hip Hop, and also on YouTube. And we do shows. We don't do a lot of music on the show on YouTube because we can't play some of the music on YouTube due to some of the terms. But we do talk about a lot of these topics. And we show our face, and we laugh and talk, and we'll come up with some subjects in the next couple of weeks to talk about too. So catch us on Instagram, Chantel on Instagram, it's Dial Baby on Instagram, and D. Maurice Waddell on on Instagram, and I'm on Dial Face. I'm sorry. Okay, Dial Face. All right. check that show on YouTube. It has all that information on there. And we'll be putting the information on there on Instagram, on whatever social media link you are. We're on Twitter,
TikTok.
So check us out. Give us support. Give us support, and we'll keep coming up with great shows for you, music and information.
And
it's always a pleasure.
Juice.
Yeah, the cat booty juice. Stop smoking them cigarettes. It's cat booty juice.
Right. Cat booty juice.
That's why. I always wonder why people's breath stink when they smoke. And now we know. It's the cat booty juice.
Cat booty juice. We're going to make a remix to that song, and it's going to be cat watch. I'm putting cat booty juice.
Hip-hop or house?
House.
I can see it working in both genres, hip-hop and house. Cat booty juice.
Cat
booty juice.
Oh, my God.
I see a skit coming. I see a skit. Yeah, I see a skit
cat
coming.
Juice,
I see a
juice.
I see a video
cat
coming.
Juice.
Cat booty juice. Cat booty juice.
Oh, no. You can make that shit a cologne. A cologne. Spray that. Cat booty juice.
Yeah.
Olive oil. Yeah, you have all things. Oh, my God. We have to do it. It's got to be done. In stores near you.
All right. Yeah.
1-800-CAT-BOOTY-JUICE.
All right, folks.
If you
want to
know why you can't get nobody, you want to know why that girl left you, it's because you didn't have no cat booty juice. Go to your local store for cat booty juice near you.
Advertise it on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Get the algorithms moving on there.
It's just going to be a video with a bunch of cats twerking, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're going to see a bunch of cats the way that thing happened, and that's it.
Yeah, twerking.
Oh,
and what a cartoon twerking cat. Call the cat booty.
Oh, shit. That shit will go viral. 100,000 million views just because.
Where my artists at? Where my anime folks at? We got an idea. All right, we're gonna leave you with some tracks. We'll catch you next time on the Fix. Take care.
Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches in other niggas' cribs. Niggas shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the Mac pack. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though. Dick harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if you trippin', disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. Fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laid, television, Versace heaven. When I'm up in them, the shit she kick, all the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick with dick, get lust, she sit with plus. She stressing me to fuck, like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he play against the Utah Jazz. My 112, CD blast, I was passed. She came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey, I'm home, yep. So chrome for situations like this. I'm up in this broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, legs, she begging me to stop. But the cat getting closer, getting hot like a toaster. A cop's toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. She go back downstairs, more time to think. Her brain racing, she telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though the situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a scarf, pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love, close to shit. Flashed the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's a stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad cheese out the floor. Put stacks in the pot of knapsack, hit the door. Grab the keys to the 5, call my niggas on the cell. Bring some weed, I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib. This bitch fuck with one of them old Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in the spot, so I don't know. Which one of them 6'5 niggas? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm up in the motherfucking spot, so boom, I'm up in the pussy. Whatever, whatever.
Reckless abandonment, leave my foes smoking. Because I trust no one, imminent danger. I'm a terrorist threat when it comes to barring up. I'm a serious vet. My reign perpetuous, lone star like Texas is. Skill gotta be ill, real deal, I'm treacherous. A kaleidoscope, your brains fried from dope. You guys have no hope, we collide, I broke. MC's apart, I got the game by the throat. You wanna try, you gonna get choked. Block the sun for 30 days, 30 days a night. Get the urge to purge, that's 30 days of fight. I make words fly, that's 30 days of flight. Got a high pro, go let a different shades of light. Tear your ass up in the rage, I might. My man still locked down, I need to send him a kite. I end surge like Iraqi and Shiite.